Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcast the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Adam Trampasch, who is presenting on prototyping glassware to share his process for creating an application for Google Glass. Adam is a senior manager of UX at Manifest Digital in Chicago. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Russ.
How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks a lot. Hey, thanks for joining us this year for Prototype Camp. We're pretty excited to have you on board, and I'm wondering if you can tell everybody who you are, where you work, a little bit about yourself.
Sure, that's no problem. My name is Adam Trampasch. I'm a senior manager of interaction design at Manifest Digital. I work on a close consultative basis with our clients to innovate and manage their mobile products.
That sounds pretty exciting. We have a lot of good friends at Manifest, and they're always in attendance and supporting of the Chicago Camps events. What are some of the cool types of projects you get to work on?
Well, right now we've been working closely with Motorola on some of their new devices, including the Moto 360. So very, very excited to enter the wearable space there. We also work with our partners at Allstate, Purina, some very high-level brands, both in our St. Louis and Chicago offices over there.
Well, and you mentioned wearables, and I think that's pretty fitting considering that your presentation is called Prototyping Glassware. Who do you think is your ideal audience? Who's going to be, you know, at Prototype Camp going, dang, I got to go see this?
Well, I attempted to make this speech engaging for anyone interested in just learning more about glass in the wearable space. More specifically for product designers or managers, if they're wondering if they whether or not it's even worthwhile to consider this form factor. Also, any software designers who are curious about the process of designing a glassware application, really how that might differ from the design of other mobile applications.
So do you wear glass now?
Off and on. I mean, it's sort of a kind of off and on sort of thing. So Manifest kind of footed the bill for glass. I just proposed this project as something to do in my kind of spare time. Just interested in this space and been working with Manifest to see whether or not it's something that we want to incorporate in our business development and everything. But also just kind of a neat little space to enter and kind of learn about this emerging technology.
So humor me for a moment. What's your favorite part of glass?
Well, I really like how it kind of encourages information seeking behavior. So basically, I have all the technology, the access to kind of this knowledge graph that Google's worked on with Google Now and everything. But I think just kind of out and wearing it and having it right in front of my face really kind of makes me feel a little bit more engaged in actually trying to make it useful and trying to kind of learn about my surrounding environments.
So what's the least favorite thing besides people looking at you like, oh crap, is this guy recording me?
Sure. So there's certainly a degree of social anxiety that goes around that. I think also just kind of certain times it can be a little confusing about the expected behavior. You have certain hardware keys and things that kind of interfere with the usual kind of task flow. So sometimes it can be a little unpredictable. Also just kind of turning on and off, when you're in the middle of a sequence, I would like some way to kind of specify a timeout or something. So I'm not having to tilt my head up awkwardly just to wake it back up again when it decides to go to sleep.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who are like me who haven't really gotten much exposure to glass and who really haven't been, I don't want to say that I'm not interested. I think I'm more far away interested, and it's kind of like, for me at least, I'm like a monkey to a flame. I think I would like to sneak up on it and not have anybody know that I'm checking it out. but I have to admit, I'm insanely jealous that you've had it to kind of just tinker with, and I think that's really cool. That you've gotten all that knowledge, so maybe you can share what you think a couple of big takeaways will be from your session.
Sure. So just apart from my own kind of usage of it, I certainly haven't integrated it into my habitual routine or anything. It very much is kind of a kind of concentrated activity, but really I'm wanting to explore not just how I've been using, but how other people have been using, who's it really targeted to. Is it really clear whether or not this is going to achieve critical mass in terms of adoption? I think is a question I'm often confronted with. Also, other big takeaways people can expect is what should I really take into consideration for this form factor? Why would it be useful for my application to be on glass, or can I just make a mobile app? You know, like, do I really need to extend it to my face? And also really just if it does make sense for me to design a glassware application, what resources are really available to designers who are attempting to develop prototypes or proof of concept?
I think you're going to be answering a lot of the right questions that I think everybody has. So I think that's really cool. I know you spoke at Mobile Camp earlier this year, and hopefully you had a good feel for that. What are you hoping to take away from Prototype Camp from the other presentations?
Sure. Well, it's just always a pleasure to get feedback from the real top shelf design professionals that speak at these engagements and also attend Chicago camps. So just kind of hearing about my process, I'm sure it's far from perfect. It's, you know, still kind of something I'm working through and everything. So very much in the spirit of Prototype Camp, you know, just doesn't have to be finished to be awesome. And also, I just like learning about the new tools and methods and processes for design, especially for kind of new emerging technologies and form factors. Last year at Prototype Camp, I was really inspired by Scott Sullivan's Prototyping Sensor Networks talk, just basically for building connecting environments. And I was just kind of amazed at how he kind of used design to address some of the emergent technology challenges with little to no engineering experience at all, just kind of using thoughtful application of kind of design and critique skills.
I'm with you. That was really cool. I was kind of hoping somebody would have submitted an iBeacons talk, or that even we would have had the opportunity as Chicago camps to pick up a few and kind of tinker with them and see what people are doing. But I agree with you. There's so many various people that we can learn from at Prototype Camp. So I'm excited that everybody gets a chance to learn from what you're doing. And like I said, we really appreciate that you're joining us on September 13th, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Of course. It's going to be great. All right.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Take care, Russ.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.